And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Thank you, Woody. And Kyle Krabs, host of Locked on Fins podcast. Boy, bet it's been a hell of a couple of days for Kyle. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Joe. How you doing?
Oh, I'm just fantastic.
Another day in paradise.
Oh, man. You know, just what I thought. Just where I thought the Dolphins would be right now. 1-2 and struggling for offense. And so I got to ask you, there's so many different parts just to wrap up this Seattle thing. First of all, I thought Skylar Thompson would play a lot better. He looked like he'd never played football before. What'd you think?
Yeah, I think Mike McDaniel probably thought Skylar Thompson was going to play a lot better than what he did, too. If Skylar Thompson's healthy enough to dress on week four against Tennessee, I don't know that you would make the decision to start him because you watch him out there, and it's not a surprise that he got hurt. I mean, there were some throws to be made that are routine throws within the structure of the offense that he's looking right at the read and not throwing the football. And with that kind of play at quarterback, you're putting yourself in some bad spots. And I think that's where I look at what the game plan was, and I understand you drew up some winning plays. I understand guys had opportunities down the field. Skyler turned down what probably would have been a touchdown to Tyreek Hill in the first half. But you got to be honest about the guy that you have behind center. And I don't know how you work with Skylar Thompson for 3 years. He's been in the system. And you come to the expectation that he's going to perform anywhere near the level of what Tua Tagovailoa did, right. And you would have thought Tua was playing quarterback with how they called the game. Doesn't matter if guys are open. It's just very exacerbating that your head was that far in the sand about what your backup quarterback was capable of, and you called it expecting him to play capable, and he was the furthest thing from it.
Understanding how important the backup quarterback is, especially with the history of Tua and his injury problems and now the concussion problems, you would think they've had a better feel for their backup quarterback and the guy they decided to go with, whether it was after that last preseason game or they made up their mind before, and to see that, it was really, really disappointing. So I got to ask you the other part we've been getting a lot of, is the offensive line. What's been your take on the offensive line play?
I think they've been fine. I think the quarterback play in week three exacerbates it. I know people have questions about why Rob Jones is pulling to help block a defensive end. They do that every week. And Skyler had room to step up in the pocket. And he also had Devon Achane in motion on that play in the flat, immediately open, and nobody went with him. And you had three Dolphins. Devon Achane was outside the numbers as the motion player, and there was no Seahawks defenders within 20 yards of him at the snap of the football. So a guy's open immediately that you have an alert to with the motion that you could get the ball to directly underneath, and there was room in the pocket to step up to and throw the ball, which was a deep in from Tyreek Hill that was also open if you throw the ball on time. He didn't throw the ball on time. So there's like, They're 3 of 6 on short yardage conversions on run and third and fourth down, less than two. They're 6 of 9 on the season. They're 3 of 6 on fullback dives. They decided to give one to Jeff Wilson, who looked like he'd never done it before, which is probably why it didn't work out well against Seattle. And they're 3 for 3 on their other attempts. So I know that was like a big issue that everybody had with the offensive line. There's holes available in the running game. The Dolphins had runs between the tackles with gap scheme, which is not kind of the staple of the offense, but it's what's working right now for them in the first half of 9 yards, 10 yards, 8 yards, and 13 yards. One of them got called back for a holding penalty, yeah. But at the same time, Sky was looking at the reads, and the guys are open. He's not throwing the ball. So why don't you run the ball? And it's available, and it was working, and two defensive tackles and a starting linebacker for Seattle were out of the game. And that's kind of the same situation that you had with the Buffalo game where it's like, hey, look at the personnel that's down. This is working for us. Can we do it? And they're just continuing to not. And I think a lot of the ire around the offensive line for me Have the guards been good? No. Have they been serviceable? Yes. I think Aaron Brewer's been very good, and I think Austin Jackson and Teron Armstead and Kendall Lamb have been fine at tackle. So I just don't think you're playing complimentary, and I don't think you're taking, for all the talk about taking what a defense gives you and attacking overplay, they're having these winning reps and just choosing not to go back to it. And it's creating this lopsided dynamic within the offense that I think makes the offensive line and the protection look worse. And that's compounded by what the quarterback play looks like.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. I agree with it. Skyler didn't exactly help his offensive line holding the ball and just
literally. You had a sack where Kendall Lamb was two steps into his kick step and they thought the play was dead and everybody stopped and they didn't blow it. That was one of the sacks. Another one of Skyler Thompson's sacks was whatever that end of half sequence was, where you called the play for the DPI and we don't throw the ball, and then everybody, your receiver runs out of bounds and you just kind of slow jog to the sideline and take a sack there. You had the power pass with the pull from the guard that had the guy in the flat, and then you had the primary read on the throw that was open if you threw it on time that he didn't throw. That's three of the four sacks that Skyler Thompson took in the game. So, like, what are we mad about?
Yeah.
They can run the ball, and they're not running. They're choosing not to run the ball. And that's the circumstances around three of the four of the sacks that you took in the first half for Skyler Thompson.
So Kyle, I got to ask you this one, too. Whoever plays quarterback, you got to find Tyreek and Jaylen Waddle. And it can't just be motion out to the flats, or it can't be just screens to the outside and with blockers out in front. They got to get them down the field again. I don't care who's quarterbacking. If you see man-to-man coverage, you got to go to those guys. We got to get them going. We cannot have four catches for 30 yards and four catches for 40 yards out of two guys. You just expect a lot more.
Yeah, and I think that some of the concern that I have offensively is it feels like they're just – trying to throw more on top of it to compensate. And in reality, I think you need to make things simpler. And I don't know how capable we are of doing that within the scheme that's being run with the Dolphins, but you know, I don't think it's a coincidence. And I understand the game script and like the score and the time on the clock left was part of this too. But Tim Boyle comes in, he's been here 2 weeks. He doesn't really know the ins and outs of the offense. They have to be forced to make things a little bit more vanilla. And I'll be darned if they didn't move the ball a little bit better instead of, well, we're going to add these extra motions into it,
yeah,
and we're going to try to scheme these targets to these guys, but we're going to do it with this shift and this, that, the other thing. And you guys running wrong routes all over the field. So I don't know if we're not getting the play calls in right. I don't know if we're not saying the play calls correct in the huddle. I don't know if we're making wrong signals at the line of scrimmage. Like, whatever it is, there's so many layers to it that when you don't have your starting quarterback in and it's a precision-based offense, and then, oh, by the way, you're playing in Seattle, there's just so many layers that adds room for error for the players, and I think you saw that up and down the field. Like, even one of the best plays that Tyreek had was he ran a glance for a nice gain on one of Miami's last possessions in the first half. Him and Jaylen Waddle were stacked on top of each other, and they ran the same route. Like, they were 2 yards away from each other the entire route.
Right. Can't happen. No, nobody's calling a play for two guys to be that close. Absolutely. So, all this talk nationally about going out and save the season with somebody's backup quarterback, Zach Wilson, Russell Wilson, a couple of other guys. What do you think? You go with what you have? I don't want to be giving up draft picks. You may need them to get your next quarterback.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with what you just said right there. And let's be honest, if we're going to continue to try to run the offense, like, you got the starting quarterback. Without the starting quarterback, who are you going to trade for that's going to come in and execute it any better than the guys who have kind of been here and know how it works?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I don't have any faith or confidence that unless you're just going to start doing the things that are working and actually force teams to change – and actually embody and live what you talk about with taking overplay and taking what they give you and force them to take that away from you and then start to do something else, you're watching them run the ball. And I understand they're down 14-0 in the first quarter because you keep running these negative game scripts. But you got to be honest with who's a quarterback, what kind of offense you're capable of running. And at that point, it's a two-score game. There's a lot of ball game left, and you had explosive runs on the ground. So I don't think you're going to go out and find some magic button to push, although I do think it is kind of interesting that that's the kind of talking points that Adam Schefter is having when he goes on Pat McAfee, is they need to trade for quarterback to save your season. Well, we have this big indefinite timeline on Tua Tagovailoa. Who knows what that's going to look like, but I hear Adam Schefter say stuff like that, and my ears perk up a little bit. I make note of something like that.
Yeah, it's funny because this is the strangest, weirdest situation the Dolphins have been in, not having any idea when Tua's coming back, number one. Second of all, now Skyler's hurt, although I don't know. I'm with you. I don't know if I'd play him anyway because he just looked lost. What about Tyler Huntley now with Tim Boyle? When Tyler Huntley says, I think I got it, does he move ahead of Tim Boyle?
I would hope so. I think he gives you an added element that you can lean on. He has more playing experience than what Skyler does. I think he's a better athlete than Skyler is. So it all comes back on your willingness as the offensive coaching staff to lean into what that player does well. But I think that hopefully gives you another added layer that you could say, hey, let's kind of shift our focus and start to work with Huntley as an athletic quarterback. And can you get into some quarterback run game with him? Can you be willing, more willing, to say, we're going to carry the ball 35 times and try to cut down the possessions of the game? It was the complete lack of doing that was just so baffling against Seattle.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, 11 points a game. I never thought we'd talk about 11 points per game in the first three games. So defensively, what'd you think after they gave up 17 in the first quarter, kind of settled down, gave up touchdown towards the end of the game? What'd you think of the defense overall?
I really admire the way that this defense is kind of hanging tough. You think about the defensive performances in all three games, and the lack of yield that they have given. And again, some of that is urgency from the other team to continue to try to score, and I recognize that. But you saw a lot of your veteran players stepped up and made plays for you in that game, whether it was Ramsey or Sealer. So you like seeing that. I think they have made some good adjustments. The explosive plays are obviously killing them. I don't know what we thought happened on the DK Metcalf touchdown. I know what I saw, which was you were in cover two and the guy ran right by you, which it can't happen. But you take that play away, if you clean that kind of thing up, I think they're going to put themselves in position to be competitive if you're willing to play complementary football. But when you play tough defense, complementary football oftentimes is running the ball and possessing the clock. And I don't know that they're going to have the appetite to call a game that way. And that's a major red flag.
Kyle, who graded out best for you? Who are we all kind of missing that you like the way they played in the game?
I thought Aaron Brewer played well at center. Obviously, Zach Sealer, with the impact plays that he had throughout the course of the game from start to finish.
Yeah.
I thought Jalen Waddle had a lot of potential production out there. I thought Austin Jackson played a solid game as well. A lot of movement in the run game, a lot of wins in that regard. They left him on some islands, and I thought he handled himself really well. So there's some bright spots. It's really annoying that two of them are on the offensive line, and we're sitting here talking about the offensive line. But this is gut check time for this football team. A lot of guys who I thought looked flat, too, which was another turnoff throughout the course of the game. Whether it's Tyreek on the run plays where he's on the field and the effort that he gives in that regard, or Devon Achane catching a ball in a one-minute offense situation, his helmet comes off, and he lightly jogs to go get his helmet and comes back, and you burn a bunch of time when you're trying to get in scoring territory before the end of the half.
Well, I think you'd agree. These next three games – and by the way, I understand we're not playing great, but Titans 0-3 coming to town. You go play the Patriots and you play the Colts. You got to get after these next three games. Two of them are on the road, but especially the next two, as you're looking at potentially two of the worst teams in football right now. Would you agree?
I think Tennessee perpetually shooting themselves in the foot. I think the big worry I have with Tennessee is with their interior defensive front. They got Tavondre Sweat as a second-round pick and Jeffrey Simmons. I don't know that you're going to be able to run the ball on those guys the way that you showed the ability to run the ball but chose not to the first couple weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah. How are you going to move the ball on offense? I think that's the big question I have versus Tennessee, but you kind of expect their offense to give you a couple opportunities on short fields, and hopefully you can do more with them than what you did on your two possessions that start on the plus side of the 50 where you got 3 points out of it.
You were I figured you were a little fired up. The word got back to me that you were a little fired up after this game.
Yeah. I think the longer it goes and the more you look at it, you're not in an ideal situation, but, man, you did not help yourself at all. And that just drives you nuts.
You know, we're getting a lot of today and yesterday is you had extra days to get ready for this game, and
right?
It just didn't look like it. Like, what were you doing at practice? What's going on that guys aren't picking up? It, by the way, it makes coaches look bad. The players look bad. Man, I just, were you thinking that yourself? I mean, you get a week and a half for this game.
You had an extra half a week to prep. You knew you weren't going to have your starting quarterback, and your answer was to put your head in the sand and pretend like there wasn't anything going on and just call the game like you normally would.
Yeah.
How is that the answer?
Yeah. No,
clearly not. You scored 3 points.
Yeah, exactly. Field goal in the game. Kyle, thank you, man. I just wanted to get you fired up, and I wanted to hear your frustration because misery loves company, so thank you. I really appreciate that. Thanks, Kyle.
That's right, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Kyle Krabs, host of Locked On Fins podcast, joining us this morning and talking a little bit.
What the hell was that all about, man? Look what the Dolphins have done to this guy. Kyle's the nicest guy you'll ever meet.
He's a nice guy.
Look
really
what they've done to him.
By the way, apparently we've been too nice to Skyler after listening to that.
I don't like what you were doing either, bro. You're poking him the entire time.
I did
you
poke
just
him
wanted
a little
him.
Bit.
You just wanted him
I
to react.
I poked him a little bit.
We have an announcement to make.
Go ahead.
Can I make the announcement?
Yeah.
All right. Due to the weather that's coming in here, our event, Whiskey Stars and Cigars, is going to be moved to Wednesday, October the 9th. RSVPs will carry over to the new date. So, there you go, man. We have decided to reschedule Wednesday's event due to the incoming.
Are we the first ones? Or we need to be? I hope we're calling people. I know. Our bosses are scared to call people and let people know.
That's not my department. I'm just here to make the announcement.
Do our sponsors know? Let's start with them.
I'm just here to make the announcement.
Yeah. All right. So not tomorrow. Don't show up if you're coming out to have a cigar and have a couple of cocktails with us
and to see you perform.
No, the one.
Whatever it is you do.
No,
hey, maybe
no.
You'll by October 9th, Channing. Maybe you'll be even angrier.
Yeah.
You're into a bad the Dolphins.
Guy. Channing, by the way, is he's the main draw. Channing's got some great stories. We'll get him going.
He's the new big horse?
Yeah, you get. You know, he's been the big horse for a while now. No question about that. I'll tell you who else is a big horse. Your South Florida Chevy dealer is always a big horse. Man, with the products they have, Suburbans and Tahoes to the Traverse, a Trailblazer, an Equinox, a Blazer. Boy, I just named a few of the SUVs they have that are just the big guys to the midsize, the smaller SUVs. I know one thing, they've never looked better and been better overall SUVs from space to everything else you get, all the style and substance than they have right now. And if you're starting to look around for something new or used with low mileage, you got to stop by your South Florida Chevy deal. Chevy's on to something, man. And of course, our number one seller is always the big, durable Silverado trucks. And, man, we make a truck that's absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. As in, full-time working truck, you and that truck, that's how you make a living? 5, 6, 7 days a week to the Silverado HDs. Man, family trucks, we got them all for you. Need that extra space for the family? Don't worry. Want to sit up a little bit higher? We got you, man. Silverado trucks have never looked better than they do right now. And throw in a Corvette or two, and you got yourself some serious business. Qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s. The Blazer EV, the Equinox or Trailblazer, the Blazer and the Colorado model. Chevrolet, together, man. Let's drive. Hey, what is this going on with Uncle Luke? Oh, I know what it is. Happy birthday to Mario Cristobal. 4-0, Mario Cristobal having another birthday. I didn't even look to see what number it was. I've known Mario.
Just leave it at 4-0.
All right, 4-0, Mario Cristobal. Happy birthday. And by the way, he won't enjoy it at all. His wife's probably going to have to, like, go down and have dinner with him in his office or something. Hey, honey, can we do something? No. Hell, I got a game. I got the first ACC game.
It's a short week.
We got recruits. Hold on, honey. I got to take these recruits. We got some recruits here. Anyway, happy birthday to Mario Cristobal. We've got Mark Super Duper going to join us. I love that. Mark Super Duper, former Dolphins, great wide receiver.
Couldn't have picked. Now, I know he's going to be signing at our card show coming up this weekend, but you couldn't have picked a better time to have the guy on. I'm curious to see what he thinks about Dolphins' offense and what they've been, I don't know, not able to do. Get those guys the ball. And, you know, we talked about that being the best duo ever and all this other nonsense. And
Kyle Krabs, who always loved, he sits and spends a lot of time. He said the plays were there. And he threw a lot of it on Skyler, like Skyler not being ready. Yeah, I mean, you heard it. And the one thing I think we've all said is, like, he did not have to take that physical abuse. That, a lot of that was self-inflicted. A lot of it was you're getting ready to say it was self-inflicted.
Well, yeah. I mean,
the shot over on the sideline.
Yeah, that was the weirdest one.
What are you doing? Like, hurry up and hit me. Throw it in the damn end zone. Maybe somebody on your team. At that point, it doesn't matter if you get it picked.
He could have taken off and ran forward. There was no one in front of him.
I don't know. So anyway.
Weird.
Yeah, not.
We're searching for answers, bro.
Yeah, we are.
Maybe
man.
Mark Duper has
things. Super Dupe, we'll talk to him. I'm going to ask him, what do you think in his prime, Mark Duper? Do you take Mark Super Duper running? Who's a track guy? He was a track guy. And mm-hmm. I think he finished seventh in qualification for qualifying for the Olympics in the 100. So Dupe could run. Dupe could get up and go and went from a track guy to a really good football player with really, really good hands, which doesn't always happen with former track guys. I guess Tyreek ran track for a long, long time, and he's got, obviously, a lot of people have called Tyreek the fastest guy in football for a long time.
Well, he's going to race Lyle, right?
I don't think that's ever going to happen. First of all, Tyreek's 30 years old.
Yeah.
You think Tyreek runs like he used to? You think he might have lost it?
I don't know. That guy lost the, the 200 did he lose? I know he had COVID, but.
He won 100.
I know. Maybe Tyreek's challenged him to the 200.
he got better chance than that. I don't think Tyreek's going to run a 19.7 or 8. I don't know. But those guys both like to talk a lot of trash, for sure, right?
Well, as we keep rolling out these quarterbacks, he can have some time out there to practice his sprinting since he's not going to get the ball thrown.
I'm there.
Just work on that stuff. A lot of angry texts coming in here.
Give me a couple.
Tuesday.
Go ahead and give me a couple of angry Tuesdays.
561, reality may finally be too obvious. Greer never looks good to the public, but the Yes Men really love him. Yeah, I mean, Greer is the common denominator in all this, right?
Well, a lot of this, whatever this roster is going to look like, he's got final say. Now, Chris is not going to overrule Mike. He's just not. That's not his style. But the GM is responsible. GM is responsible for the final roster. There's got to be a lot of GM in there to, like, say, hey, Mike, Chris is watching everything. He's there. He and his staff and Mike's big thing. And you do want your coach and your GM on the same page, which they've had.
You are teetering on a complete blow-up, though, at this point. I mean,
I'm not overly excited about everything, in case you haven't noticed.
But if this thing continues to go south, I don't know how you sell. By the way, a guy was furious earlier, and he's right. Did you see what tickets are going for in the secondary market?
No.
You can get into Monday night's game for $30.
Really?
Guy goes, I can only get $30 for my tickets, like a Marlins game. It's only a Marlins game when Ohtani's playing. But
then you might as well just go. Give them to friends.
Yeah, but like,
I mean, What do you want me to do about that?
Tough,
I mean, now you can bring up that.
Tough to sell people to go to that game.
Okay. Well, then if you got tickets and
I'm just saying I feel bad for this.
I know, but I can't, like,
just trying to relay the message, Joe.
I understand, but there's nothing we can do. Half of you want to blow it up. The other half now, well, we got people complaining, well, my tickets don't have any value. Hey, man, I didn't think it was going to be like this. I'm as shocked as anybody that we're scoring 11 points a game.
786 says, can you do a poll to see the percent of Dolphins that would agree to slam for Cam? I vote yes. We perpetually live in mediocrity. Said I'm right. I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but the Dolphins, it seems like forever during this 24-year deal here, all roads lead back to 500. Well, and thankfully, you can't be 500 anymore because the Dolphins will find a way. Maybe they could tie. They still do ties?
We haven't had a tie for a while.
Well, maybe that's the way they can get back to 500.
Eight and one.
That'd be very Dolphin.
Oh, Woody, it's been this is.
Hey, idiots, build the front lines. It's not hard. Look at UM.
That's probably not the greatest example and why a lot of guys go, but I understand what he's saying. He is right. Uh-oh. He is right. And by the way, if you want to say that certain positions, we just feel like we can throw anybody in there and it's going to be okay, I agree. You can't pay everybody. I understand that. But I would agree, if you don't think our lines are what they need to be, I completely understand. We don't have one of the best offensive lines in football.
Real quick, a couple more here. From this guy says he's texting from Texas. Coach looks clueless. Is Philbin back? Nominee for Bum of the Week for Bum Wednesday. Chris Greer.
Chris Greer getting a lot. Are we getting a lot of Chris Greer?
Somebody said do a fire Greer poll. I gotta imagine that would not go well. Dude, I'm not like call for a guy's head type of person, but. I mean, someone's got to take the fall for this.
Chris Greer
I mean,
is
just a reality. Like
Chris Greer is in a good position with the people at the top. He just is. I could go through this. I am pretty familiar with everybody's relationship, to put it nicely, with everybody from Mr. Ross to Tom Garfinkel down. And how everybody stands with him. They hired him. A lot of those people have been hired by him. Not Chris. Chris has been here forever. Chris goes back a lot of years. But at some point, GM is responsible for what happens, yes.
Let me throw a couple more at you here, Joe. Tyreek has no Super Bowls in his future. Poor choice to come here. I got to tell you,
it's not a poor choice because he made a lot of money.
I'm going to be honest with you. That thought crossed my mind.
Okay.
And I know he made a lot of money here. He would have made a lot of money in Kansas City. You think he's like, boy, I really screwed up my career?
Well, he
and
probably
got some more money in the bank.
He probably kissed his playoffs. I mean, from watching his guys, you know, again.
How many more Super Bowls would he have won there? They're winning Super Bowls without him. They're so good.
No, they got their second round pick from a year ago, who's now the number one receiver. And Rice. Hey, we got to go to break here, Woody. We got more work. We're way behind here. I know you want to talk, and I appreciate it, but hold on a second. Hold your thoughts there. What do you got coming up for us?
Well, I have to talk here, Joe. We got the Coral Springs Trading Card Show coming up. This is a big one. It's coming up this weekend here, September 28th and 29th from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. The Coral Ridge Mall, 3200 North Federal Highway at Sinbad Sports. We're going to have a lot of stuff for you there. PSA card submissions on site with thousands of cards to buy, sell, and trade. We have vendor tables available for you as well. And the VIP autograph signing, we've got a couple of good ones here. Frank Gore, going to be there on Saturday from noon to 2. And then Mark Super Duper on Sunday from noon to 2.
When are we giving those dupe jerseys away?
Wednesday and Friday we're giving away duper jerseys. He's going to join us today in about 17 minutes or so from now. More information, autograph tickets are available, SinbadSports.com. Once again, that is the Coral Springs Trading Card Show. It's coming up this weekend, September 28th and 29th from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Coral Ridge Mall, 3200 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. For autograph tickets and info, visit SinbadSports.com. All right, time for weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866- 954 more. 85 degrees and partly cloudy at the moment. The tropical threat as of 8 a.m., the potential tropical cyclone 9 is located 150 miles west of Grand Cayman and moving northwest at 9 miles per hour. Check back for updates, it says. So keep an eye on that thing. And forced our event into a postponement here, Joe. Our Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, if you haven't heard yet, we have rescheduled to October the 9th. RSVPs will be honored.
Okay, so
tropical cyclone 9.
Last second,
bad boy.
Concern, bad weather. See you in a couple weeks. Yeah, get ready to go. Hey, by the way, Mark Super Duper. And now I'm calling. I never called him that. Mark Duper is going to join us coming
that's
up.
That's his legal name, right?
I know, but I don't go around going, Mark Super Duper. That's Mark Duper.
You called Robbie Chosen?
Has nothing to do.
No. Similar?
No.
Why? You can call him Robbie Anderson if you wanted.
No, you can't. If a guy says, that's not my name anymore.
Well, if Mark Super Duper is his name, then you got to call him Mark Super Duper.
I think Super, wouldn't that be your kind of took the middle name? Super. Super. Anyway, Dupe's coming
cool,
up.
Cool, man.
Dupe's coming up in just a few minutes. We'll talk to Mark coming up here, one of the Marx brothers. Greatest combination of receivers in the history of this franchise. Really. And Tyreek's been great. Jalen Waddle and been great. Two of the best years we've seen. The numbers those two have put up together have been just sensational. But like Mark and Mark say, do it for a decade and call me. Do it for a decade together, and then we'll talk about this. Anyway, we got a lot to get to with Dupe coming up. We will a lot and during this really, really rough time of who everybody's pissed off at with the Miami Dolphins right now. And by the way, unbelievable amount of text messages have come in here yesterday and again today as we've talked about this quarterback dilemma that's going on right now. And it is, you think it's frustrating as we look at it? Can you imagine sitting there in one of those meetings that the GM and the head coach have together, and maybe it was when they're having breakfast and laughing at everybody for questioning the offensive line, but and they're trying to figure out when Tua's going to be back, because it's really not, that decision's not going to be made by anybody down here. Matter of fact, the whole organization's going to sign off, because it's potentially, it's a PR nightmare. It is a PR nightmare if he's laying out on that field again and gets hurt, and because nobody's going to say, well, Tua wanted to play, and they gave him this guy that's a really good neurologist, an independent guy, and one of the top guys in the world said he could play. And people are going to be, you know, oh, the team wanted to rush him back, and the league's going to be looking, this is bad PR for us. We've already got zillions and zillions of dollars of money that we got to pay to guys that have had from concussions that we didn't talk about in the old days, and now guys are affected in their 40s and 50s and 60s and everything else that's taken place. And then Skyler gets hurt on top of it and didn't play very well before he got hurt. And it was really disappointing that, you know, there's no way to put a positive spin on Skyler's play. There's nothing you can do, and now it's Tim Boyle and Tyler Huntley's trying to learn. He's doing the crash course on the new offense and trying to get ready, and he's got an extra day this week to get ready because it's a Monday night football game against Tennessee. It is just
better get another quarterback on that roster, too, because you're averaging about one quarterback lost per game.
You have to get somebody else ready.
You've lost two in three games.
You do have to get a third guy, according to unless
someone
they think
Mike White.
Skyler's going to be, you know, I don't think they're going to do it.
I don't get it, man. I don't know if he was just toxic in the locker room or what his problem
was. He's
not
toxic.
Well,
they obviously,
then help me out with this.
They obviously
help me understand why they're going to these guys that are like, have no idea what you're doing down here. Mike's been here for how long? 2 years?
Yeah. Whatever happened in his play this camp must have been really bad that they wouldn't call him to bring him
that
in.
That bad? That you're just like grabbing random practice squad guys.
I'm with you. I'd rather have a guy you can at least run your whole offense. But, you know, Mike's around
played,
him.
Mike's played at least. These guys haven't played.
Mike McDaniel has been around him and has decided to go with other guys who do not know the system. So
makes no sense to me, man. But you know, look, everything they're doing makes no sense, so whatever.
Yeah. Hey, 9 o'clock hour makes sense. That's coming up with Mark Duper. We're going to have that in just a second here. First, though, I want to talk to you about Baptist Health South Florida. It happens just about every day. Someone go, hey, Joe, where do the pros go when they get injured? And you got an injury in your family and, you know, and you want to see a specialist. I understand. So I tell them, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, Dade County High School Sports. Baptist Health South Florida is one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. And, yes, they're taking care of a lot of different groups down here of athletes, high school, college, and professional. And, yes, they're going to take good care of you and me as well. You start looking at some of the specialists they've hired for the knee. Got a bunch of really good knee doctors, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement doctors, even Achilles doctors that do nothing but Achilles. I'm talking about really good doctors in Dade and Broward, ready to take care of you with any kind of injury you've had through a sports injury, whether it's team sports or individual sports, doesn't matter. We've got three locations, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the practice facility, and, of course, 595 and Pine Island Implantation. So easy to get to and so close to my house. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One go every day. It's about getting you healthy, playing the sports you love the most.